Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight. Praise God as we join together in the study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We just give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We are excited, I tell you, about all that God is doing, hallelujah, in our lives. For those, I just have to share, we got together this morning, praise God, for our 7 days of praise, 7 days of praise. And it's a time where we just get together and tabernacle with the Lord at the beginning of the day. Praise God. And so if you would like to be a part of that, we're going to switch platforms. And this is news to those that joined us this morning. I will be publishing that this as well. But we're going to switch platforms to the broadcast, this very broadcast platform, in the morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. We will have Elder Gretchen Manley, Associate Pastor, praise God, Gretchen Manley, who will be leading us in a time of prayer and praise to our Most High God. So all you have to do if you want to join us, just tune in right here, same number, and 1-800. Again, I'm sorry, 1-563-999-3518. Again, that's 563-999-3518, the same number that you dial. It is a free call, and we would love to have you to join us. Well, we're going to go ahead and press forward with our broadcast tonight. Praise God. We always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise and thanksgiving and a song of worship. And so tonight, we want Charles Jenkins to share with us the awesomeness of our God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
ground.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is all.
Heals me when I'm
broken.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, let's celebrate the awesomeness of our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray that you all can still hear me. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're having some difficulty with our switchboard. Amen. Amen. I pray that we are back. Yes, yes, we're having a moment of technical difficulty. Let's give God all the praise, for indeed, truly, he is an awesome God. Let's go to the throne of grace, hallelujah, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank God. Yes, Lord, you indeed are an awesome God. You are holy. You are the deliverer. You are, Lord God, our protector, our provider, a way maker who makes a way out of no way, Father. You are indeed a promise keeper, a miracle worker, Lord God. Oh, yes, you are that and so much more. The great I am that I am. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. We yield before you, come humbly before you tonight, Lord God, in praise and worship and in a time of studying of your all-powerful, all-sustaining word. We ask, Lord God, that you allow, thank you for your presence. We ask that you bless the woman of the hour, Lord God. Rain down your anointing power on Elder Maddie Green tonight as she brings forth, Lord God, your word. We thank you for every man and woman, boy and girl that has tuned in tonight. We pray blessings upon them and their entire household. Now, Lord, we just ask that you open our spiritual eyes to see, spiritual ears to hear, and our hearts to receive what thus saith the Lord. And we'll be certain to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Seasons of Purpose broadcast listening audience, we have a powerful woman in the house tonight, a powerful woman of God that doesn't mind bringing forth the word of God, and the Lord has allowed her so to do it with anointing and with authority. So tonight we have in the house with us, who is no stranger, praise God, to Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, is none other than Elder Maddie Green of Greenville, North Carolina. Praise God. We thank God for her. Go ahead, and as you are, she's coming on, lift her up in prayer, praise God, as she brings forth God's word tonight. At this time, I'm going to bring into the microphone to you, hallelujah, Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Elder Green, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. The microphone is yours. Good evening and welcome, and God bless
Hello,
you tonight.
God bless you.
Good evening, and God bless y'all as well, to the listening audience and to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst tonight. Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to the... To every preacher and every believer of Christ, I'm trying to talk to get this little nervousness out of my body right now at this moment. I know it's the hand of the enemy trying to make me nervous, but I know one thing, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
So right now I submit myself unto Jesus Christ, who is head of my life. Dear Lord,
yes,
I want to
Lord.
Say thank you, God. And anoint me, dear God, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, God, that I may speak the word you would have me to speak tonight. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. I be coming from my text from Revelation, the third chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. I read this as following, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean, write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thought with cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I have read from the 14th to the 16th verse. My topic is, have you checked your spiritual temperature today?
All right.
When people become sick and ill, one main question the patient rep or the doctor or your spouse would ask that person, have you checked their temperature or how high is it? The temperature plays an important part in this world. The weatherman or woman with all their instrument of technology try to determine what the temperature would be each and every day from the morning, evening, and night. The word temperature is defined in Fahrenheit or Celsius, which determine the degree of heat or cold in the atmosphere, water, and body. The degree of heat or cold contained in a human or other living bodies can exceed above or below normal. Another meaning for temperature is the moderation or the temperament. Moderation is the freedom from excess, kept or keeping within the proper bounds. Temperament is an unusual nature or disposition that is not inclined to submit to ordinary rules or restraint. See, some people may keep their lifestyle in line so well that as long as they are succeeding and doing good or great things, they concluded that they're exempt from the contents within the Bible. See, our lives get so wound or wrapped up with everything of this world or in this world that we leave Jesus out and we don't think that we need him like the Laodicean in Revelation, the third chapter and the 17th verse. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? See, Revelation is the last book in the Bible that expressed hope and proclaimed the victory of the Lord's return to vindicate the righteous and judge the wicked. It's a book of warnings and declaring what must soon take place. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, Jesus was using John and Paul and in the Colossians, the 4th chapter, 13th verse, to warn the seven churches in Asia Minor in order to root out any sin and to correct anything that would block their relationship with him. See, John wrote these seven letters while he was in exile on the island of Patmos for his faith, so he would tell the angels of each church the moral and social conditions of their leaders and members according to the Spirit of God. See, the Laodicean was the last and the worst of all the seven churches. Laodicea was the wealthy city in Asia Minor. It had great trading route, prosperous commercial industry, and it developed a rich banking center. Laodicea had a medical school that would produce an ornament compound called ISAP. See, Laodicea has problem with their water supply. They built an aqueduct that ran from the hot spring to the city. But by the time the water reached it, it was neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. See, lukewarm water was known as being disgusting. See, the seven spirits of God is another name for the Holy Spirit. See, the seven stars are the messengers or the leaders of the church. See, the Spirit of God was letting the church of Laodicea know it was lukewarm. See, their work and their life was distasteful, and they was unconcerned about their spiritual life. They wouldn't take a stand for nothing, but they was idle and unresponsive about the things pertaining to God. If you don't take a stand for what's right, we'll fall for anything. See, the church was a self-satisfying with its life. Their focus was on their wealth and possession. But in Matthew, the 19th chapter, the 22nd to the 24th verse said, then said Jesus unto the disciple, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. See, we cannot love God with our hearts and keep our money to ourselves. See, loving him requires total meaning of using our money in a way to please him. Though it seemed impossible for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, but with God, all things are possible. See, Jesus was letting us know that it looks impossible for a rich man to get into heaven. But if they have faith in Jesus Christ and not in themselves or their riches, God can bring them in. See, this is what counts for your salvation. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? See, the Laodicean were destroying themselves because they was living half-hearted. The Laodicean was neither cold nor hot. Jesus said, I will spew thee out. That means he will vomit you out of his mouth. The heart of the Lord was against them, and he was sick of their sinful life and can't bear them anymore. So he rejected them. But in Matthew, the 6th chapter and 21st verse says, for where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. See, laying up treasures in heaven is not limited to just tithing, but it accomplished by all acts of obedience to God. Because it's an investment in heaven or the kingdom building. See, God knows our heart. We can't hide from him. Everything is revealed to him. Because in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter and the 24th verse says, can any hide himself in a secret place that I cannot see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? He is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He rules the earth and the heaven and fills them by his chief presence. See, there is no place that can keep out or embrace him. See, we should desire the fullness of God's purpose in our lives and not just money matters. See, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd through the 34th verse says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We must seek the things of Christ more than our own things that is in this world. He is our Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. So don't worry about tomorrow. Let your mind be on your present duty of what God wants you to do right now. See, just pray and ask the Lord to give you strength to bear your burdens and to arm yourself with the whole armor of God against the temptation that lures you into snares and traps in this world so that nothing at all will move us from God. See, the Laodicean church let their pride make them think that their material prosperity have resulted in their spiritual goodness. See, Christ condemned their comfortable spiritual pride and tied up and was so tired of the people seeing themselves as he should see them. He saw them as poor, blind, and naked in his eyes. They was poor spiritually because inside their soul was starving in the midst of their abundance. They were feeding them physically, but their soul needed the word of God spiritually. So they were dying on the inside. They were blind spiritually because they could not see their own condition or their direction that lead to destruction. See, in Luke chapter 7, verse 39, it says, he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? See, Christ knew they needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit to see themselves through his eyes. Anointing with eyesight so that their eyes can be opened. The Laodicean people didn't recognize Christ or God. They was naked physically, their clothing luxuriously, but spiritually it was stained with sin. See, the songwriter wrote this song, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? See, Christ required garments that are tried in the fire of life by serving him only. So the shame of sin is washed by the blood of Jesus, justified by grace and sanctified by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They had to realize that only Christ could produce true spiritual qualities in their life. And he could do this only when they turned from their sins and armored themselves with a godly, sincere heart, asked for his help. In Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. But in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Pardon mercy, make room for healing mercy. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? Don't be like the Laodicean church, lukewarm. They have settled by following God half-hearted and in a halfway. But in Luke, the 12th chapter, the 21st verse, it says, so he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. See, our faithfulness, our service towards God, serving others with love within our hearts, and being obedient is the way to become rich towards God. See, there is an old hymn that says, may the work I done speak for me. May the service I give speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. When I done the best I can and my friends don't understand, may the work I done speak for me. But when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. See, don't worry about how much you don't have or get comfortable with the material things in life and forget the one who blessed you with this and that. Don't quit on God or exchange the worldly God for God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Or don't give up on your faith for the things of this world, but keep your faith in the Lord and run this Christian race with patience. See, there will be good times and bad times, but just trust in Jesus. Whether you're rich or poor, we all shall see him. Because in Revelation, the 1st chapter and the 7th verse, that behold, he come with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they all which pierce him, and all kindreds or tribes of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Let Jesus lead and guide you into the right direction. When your temperature is registering between hot and cold, which is lukewarm, just ask Jesus to fire up your faith and get you up into the faith action to serve and to love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Don't worry what others got. Just trust in Jesus, who is the treasure of your life that won't rust out or wear out. The hope of glory. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, that is steady and unchangeable. He is the faithful and true witness. For this is the testimony of God, which every man, woman, and child ought to receive today and every day. See, he was with God in the beginning of creation. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty, in Revelation 1 and 8. See, Satan will tempt you with everything he knows that will weaken your faith and take your focus off God. But in Matthew, the 4th chapter, 11th verse, see, Satan first tried to tempt Jesus with his physical needs and desire because he knew Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and being led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. See, Satan won't attack you when you're strong. He waits until he see a weak point, and he aims straight at it. See, Satan told Jesus, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. See, Satan always set a trap to make us prove that we are the children of God. But Jesus knew who he was in Christ. Because he said, I and my Father are one. In John 8 and 30, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, we must obey God and have faith that he will answer your prayer at his own time according to his will. Until he answers, we must continue to praise and worship him. Or will you worship what you have received and forget who blessed you? See, Satan tried to get Jesus to prove his sonship and deity. Satan would try to test us to prove if we are saved or a saint or just an ain't dressed up. See, people may start trusting on the tangible things instead of the intangible presence of the Lord. See, Satan tries to make Jesus doubt God. He took Jesus up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if thou be the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angel charge over thee concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. But Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, Satan would play with your emotional needs, your security, your commitment, your faithfulness, your servitude, your obedience, and how much do you love the Lord? See, when we know and believe by faith that the Lord is our shepherd, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and that without a shadow of doubt that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. In 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, 2nd verse, we don't have to prove it to the doubters about his existence or his love for us. Just believe it down in your heart and stand on the promises of God by faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, Satan tried to do one more temptation with God and try to get him to deny him and try to promise him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. But one thing God knew, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, Satan is the father of lies. Satan was basing his offer on humanity's sinful nation, or his temporal control and free reign over the earth. So he wanted Jesus to take over as a political ruler so that Jesus would fail out God's plan and not save the world from sin. See, Satan would do whatever he can to change your focus off world on worldly things instead of keeping your focus on the word of God and the gospel. See, we got to remember, friends, co-workers, and family, will we take these things that attract our eyes and maybe convince us and try to change us and tell us all things that are wrong is right and what is right is wrong, and then try to twist up the truth? But the lust and the greed of more possession, power, and pride can cause people's spiritual temperature gauge to slide down to lukewarm status. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus. If you mess up in sin, repent and turn back to God, for he is waiting with an open arm to bring you back into his flock. Be careful of quick fix, easy solution, and anything that pulls you away from God. Let them know the price is too high and your life means more to you with Christ instead of being without him. See, he's the living water, the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of the believer that empowers us. It's a rich dwelling of the Father and the Son. We must believe that Jesus will bring us eternal life. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? See, the church is the bride. Christ is the bridegroom. Christ loved the church. He is the head of the body. He loved us so much that he is chasing us so that we can repent from our sins and come back into a close relationship with him in true love and be ready with the right garments to go with him when he returns. See, we found out in the seven churches that one of them was a loveless church. One of them was a persecuted church. One was a compromising church. One was a corrupt church, and one was a dead church, and the last one was a lukewarm church. And he loved us so much that he told us all about these churches. And he said, he who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. See, he was warning the churches and giving us principle for all of us to follow. Are there any of these things speaking to your spiritual condition? Remember, have you checked your spiritual temperature today? God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful word and a clarion call to us. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? To God be the glory. We thank God for Elder Maddie Green and bringing forth that powerful word to remind us that we've got some vital signs to check, spiritual vital signs, and one of which is our spiritual temperature. You know, as the she brought forth the word and she covered it so eloquently and also, too, so easy for us to be able to understand. A lot of times you hear that people read the book of Revelation and they shy away from it because it can get to be confusing if you don't seek God for revelation, knowledge, and understanding. But the woman of God tonight brought forth this word, power of the Holy Spirit, and made it very easy for us to understand. Have you checked your spiritual temperature? She spoke about how that it is essential and in this day and time that we make sure that we don't allow the enemy to come in and steal away through circumstances, through the vicissitudes of life, that we don't allow the enemy to come in and steal away our time with the Lord, to steal away us being able to sup with the Lord, where and that's how our faith and our strength come. And so with that, there was a couple of things that she said that was so very powerful. I took several pages of notes here, and one of the things that she just brought out that just stood out to me, she said, when your spiritual temperature starts to get lukewarm, then you have to ask Jesus to fire up your faith. Oh, yes, that the faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have to know how, no matter what, to continue to feed our spirit and fire up our faith. We can't get shouldn't allow ourselves to get lukewarm, because the church, yes, of Laodicea, in which she spoke about, that church, even though it was back during that time, is so relevant to the church of today. Many of our churches have allowed for, they've become lukewarm. Many of our churches have allowed for a lot of the world system to come into the church, and they've compromised. And so when that occurs, then guess what? When you compromise the things of God with the world, your spirit will become lukewarm. Not only just believers, but also to churches. Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Will he find that church? Will you be off, or will you let the vicissitudes and circumstances of your life cause you to become lukewarm? Don't do that. Don't do that. We must continue to be about, always about the Father's business, about allowing ourselves to stay in prayer, stay in the study of his word, so that he can continue to bring us from glory to glory, and we will not then become a believer who is lukewarm, but be on fire for the things of God. Praise God. Pastor Jasper.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. Bring forth this powerful word on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God for that. Oh, my goodness. She meant through the word of God, and she meant let people know that this is true. Don't compromise on the word of God. Don't compromise on the word of God. Amen. Stand tall and be strong for the things of God. Know who you are in Christ. Amen. Don't lose your first love in Christ Jesus. He didn't lose his love for you, so don't lose your love for him. Praise God. Amen. So know who your true identity in Christ is. Praise God. And stay on the path. Amen. Stay on the path studying the word of God. Stay on the path listen to the word of God to increase your faith. Amen. Faith come out here. Hearing the word of God, that has to increase our faith. Amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight. It has to increase our faith from day to day. Amen. And you take your temperature, take add to your faith. Praise God. By listening to the word of God, by praying. Amen. By trusting the word of God, by being in true fellowship with the people of God. Amen. And being prayer for one another, to encourage one another, to build one another edification. Amen. To encourage each other from day to day. Amen. To learn to be obedient to the word of God in all things, amen. Do all you get understanding. God's meant for your parents for the lack of knowledge. Get true knowledge on the word of God, in the word of God, that you won't perish in that area of your life, amen, your spiritual growth and development. And so true. And you want to stay strong in the things of God, and you want to stay in God's divine destiny for your life. He divine destiny plan for your life. You want to stay on course with that. Amen. That by studying his word, praying, amen. Mm-hmm. Praying for one another and being strong in the things of God. Amen. By listening to the things of God, and just how you can get through your today there's so many devices you can't get the word of God. Through your phone, through your tablet, through your laptop, through all kinds of means, right in your car, at home, all kinds of different means you can get the word of God in. It make you stronger from day to day through your devotion, through prayer time, and through whatever you need to do to get that word of God in you and through you. Amen. So you can stay strong and stay in sync with the things of God. Amen.
And stay hot for the word of God.
Yeah, stay hot. I mean, the people just drink coffee. My grandpa used to drink coffee. He didn't like a lukewarm coffee. He loved hot coffee all the time. Hot.
Yes,
can't say he
yes,
can't stand a lukewarm coffee.
Spew it out.
He said
like
it has to be hot. So a lot of people drink hot coffee because they like the taste, they enjoy it. They want a lukewarm coffee, man. They can't stand that.
Amen.
But be a little child of God that want to be on fire for the things of God.
That's
amen.
Right.
Being fire in your spirit, being fire for your faith walk, being fire for prayer, being fire for studying the word of God, being fire to be in tune with the things of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Have you praised
yes.
God? We're going to go ahead and open the lines up for those of you that would
amen.
Like
praise
to share
God.
In this discussion tonight. Those of you would like to share words of encouragement as well for the woman of God that's brought forth this word tonight. Press 1 on your dial pad. Have you checked your spiritual temperature today? How are you hot? Are you cold? Praise God. We pray by the grace of God that you are hot for the things of the Lord. Praise God. Call it 4294, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. Giving honor to God and to my beautiful pastor and his wife and Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. God bless you. Thank you so much for having this blog, because the woman
yeah.
of God brought the fire tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
brought the fire tonight. And let us all know that we need to get, if you ain't on fire, you need to get on fire. You need to get hot. Enough of this warm, lukewarm. Nobody want no lukewarm bath water. Nobody want no lukewarm water to drink. It's either hot tea or cold water. You need to be
right.
one or the other, and I thank you, Lord. That was a powerful
yes.
message, a timely message. And, yes, I'm over here making sure my temperature is right. You got to make sure your spiritual
amen.
Temperature is right. Got to be hot for Jesus. Amen? Praise
amen.
God. That was wonderful. Give God the glory, all the honor, and the praise. I thank you so much. Praise God. My goodness, that's a way to set off a Monday afternoon or Monday evening. It just set it on fire. Hallelujah. Get us all ready for that prayer in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Now, before I get off, I want to say to Pastor Jasper, God bless you and continue prayers for you, sir, and I'm glad you with us this evening speaking. I heard you praising God in the background. Hallelujah. Keep on giving God all the glory and all the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's healing and praise in God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless
you
all. Have a good night.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Assistant Pastor, for those comments and those words of encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. Praise God. And yes, Lord, we have to be hot for the Lord. Nobody wants anything lukewarm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Elda Hilton Britt, praise God. 4848. Come on. Talk with us tonight.
God
give
bless
God.
You.
God bless you. Praise for you. Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Pastors Constance and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, for the opportunity. And thank you, Elder Maddie Green, for this rich and powerful word that you just shared with us. It is so inspiring. Every time you speak, it's such an anointing and such a wisdom that you present to the body of Christ. And we just appreciate you and all that the Lord has given and placed in you. And we see you as a mother of the faith because of the weightiness of the word that you share with the body of Christ. And I just like to say, as we are, whatever is born of the flesh always gives birth to flesh. But as we are born of the Spirit and as we walk in the Spirit gives birth, the Holy Spirit gives birth to Spirit. And it is this, by the Spirit we're called to walk and we overcome as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank
God for you, Elder Hilton Britt. Thank God for sharing those words of encouragement to the woman of God tonight. And indeed, it was a very powerful, powerful word. And a word, you know, revelation, as Elder Green talked about, she said how revelation is a book also, too, of warnings, a warnings. And so it lets us know what we are to do and what we're not to do. As as John wrote those through the Holy Spirit, wrote those letters to the seven churches. Those were
churches, even though they were then, as I shared, they were warning to us even of today to be able to reflect back. Remember, yes, we have churches now that are the buildings that have been erected, but we also, too, individually as believers, are the church of the living God. And so we need to, God asks us to be able to do an assessment, to judge ourselves, to reflect back on ourselves. And that's what this message was about, to be able to, so that we can look inwardly and make sure that we're keeping our dial set at hot, that we're keeping our temperature gauge set at hot for the things of God. Because this world will try to, it will try to steal you away from the things of God, steal you away and steal your time away from fellowshipping with God. Mm-hmm. And then it does it gradually. Mm-hmm. It will, you know, the enemy tries, the word of God says he's subtle. So it will try to come upon you gradually. It's just one day I can miss the time with the Lord, and then you'll look around and you miss the week with him, and you've missed the month with him. And yes, but see, you don't want to. You have to be mindful. The word calls us to be mindful of the strategies as well of the enemy. So again, we thank God, thank Elder Green tonight for bringing forth that powerful word.
Sending ourselves together in fellowship and
that's
as well. We're supposed to be in fellowship with one another, and edification and encouragement and so forth, and prayer, always.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, if there's anyone else, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. And while we're waiting, praise God, the first step in being on fire for the things of God is getting to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Romans 10:9-10 makes it so simple. And it says that all you have to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Confess that before him. He came to this world. Jesus Christ came to this world, and he lived so that we can live. He died so that we would have eternal life. And he rose again. And he right now is the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, interceding for you and me. The word of God says his will that none should perish. So if you're on this line tonight and you know that you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have any doubt, a young man shared with me earlier last week. I asked him, I said, are you saved? Have you given your life to Jesus? And he said, I think I did, but I want to be sure. So let me do it again. And he was with all the sincerity of his heart, he wanted to make sure of his salvation. So I'm sending out a call to you tonight that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you've got any shred of doubt, take the time. This is your opportunity to get to know him, to be assured of your salvation, to say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I am a sinner. Take charge of my life. I know and believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you lived and died and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. I ask you to come into my life. I take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God tonight. Yes, indeed, your name has been written down into the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. And when Jesus Christ, hallelujah, because he's coming back again, I share with everyone, all believers need to live rapture ready. Because he's coming back again, praise God. And when he comes back, we want to be ready. We want to be able to go back home because he's left this world so that he could go into heaven to prepare a place for us that where he is, the word of God says, we may be with him forevermore. So we give God all the praise. If you prayed that prayer and you receive Jesus Christ tonight, reach out to us. We would love to be able to hear from you. Praise God. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. As I shared early on, tomorrow we again will be back on with our second day of 7 days of praise. Praise God. Right here on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Just simply dial 563-999-3518. Praise God. A free call, and we welcome you to be able to share into that time of praise and worship. We give God all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and close the program out. I don't see that anyone else has raised a hand to be able to share. Elder Maddie Green, again, we thank God for you, woman of God. We thank God for the word that he laid in your heart. Thank you for laying out, as your brother says, lay out a buffet for us tonight in the word of God. We just give you all the praise. Praise God. Elder Green, can you hear me? Would you close us out in prayer if you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen.
I want also so thank Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst for the privilege and the honor able to speak a word to the people of God. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to say thank you to God for another time for us to honor and praise and give glory to thy name and to speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't take nothing for light, God, but God, we want to say thank you. Dear God, fill our hearts up with your Holy Spirit and lead us and guide us and direct us in the direction you want us to go. Lord, put your loving arm protection all around us and our family, dear God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we see that the world is getting to the shape that the word of God said it's getting in. But, God, we got to continue to fight a good fight of faith and never cease from praying. Oh, God, have mercy. Bless this ministry and all other ministries that's on this line and the ones that's not, dear God, that we will be your soldier, that we'll be your disciples, that we will be the children of God, standing ready with our garments as white as snow, be ready to go back when you come. And, God, we lift up thy name, give thy name the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for you. Well, Seasons of Purpose listening audience, go forth and have an awesome week in the Lord. We know and pray that this word was a blessing to you. And go forth in this dying world that we serve a risen Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. We love you. Tune in with us tomorrow if you're able to, or to tune in with us next Monday at the same time for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. And to God be all the glory. God bless. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Let me hear the worshipers! Belongs to God. Here we go.
it. Take it up and give it praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship.
It's one accord.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Pass them hands.